Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Midos Daf Lamed Zayin, Midos 37. Today's Daf Yomi brings us to the conclusion of Maseches Midos. And we thank Hashem for giving us the strength to finish this very, very beautiful tractate. So says the last Mishnah in Chapter 5, Mishnah 4 in Chapter 5, that there were chambers, and there's a dispute here whether it's, it says the south or whether it says the north. So the printed text in the Mishnah says the chambers Shebedarim, the chambers that were in the southern side, were Lishkas Ha'etz, the chamber of wood, Lishkas Hagoa, the chamber of the diaspora, and Lishkas Hagazis, the hewn chamber. And so what were these chambers? So Lishkas Ha'etz, this chamber of wood, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Shachachti Mai Samishameshes, I forgot what it was used for. So this is a strange phrase, and he's saying, I don't know what it's for. That's the only chamber, I just don't know what it's for. Can you imagine that this Tana is saying, I forgot what it was used for. Powerful, powerful statement. Abba Shoal says, Lishkas Kohen Gadol Haisa Achorei Shtehen Begag Shloshtan Shaveh. So there are two ways to interpret this statement of Abba Shoal. One way is to say that he's saying that behind these three chambers, he's saying an independent statement, behind these three chambers, there was also a chamber of the Kohen Gadol, where they would separate the Kohen Gadol, as it states at the very beginning of Tractate Yoma, that for 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, they would separate the Kohen Gadol so we could learn the service of Yom Kippur, and they can make sure that he's studying properly. And so that they're saying that this is, aside from these three chambers, there was another chamber of the Kohen Gadol which was beside it. However, there's another way to interpret this phrase, that this is the way that Bar Tanura interprets it on the basis of the Gemara in Yuma, that he was speaking and he's saying, well, Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov says, I don't know what this chamber of wood was, but I'm saying that that comes along Abba Shoal, and Abba Shoal says that was the Lishkas of Palhedrin, that was really the chamber of the Kohen Gadol. So this was called the Lishkas Ha'etz, was also called the chamber of the Kohen Gadol. So what was the and also we say Vigag Shloshtan Shaveh, that the roof for all three chambers was equal. So that they were the same height. The Ravid writes that this chamber was made out of wood, but the Tosfos Yom Tov says, and that's why it was called the Lishkas Ha'etz. But the question is, how could it be built out of wood? But we know that there's a prohibition of taking any wood whatsoever and putting it on the Har HaBayit. You're not allowed to plant the wood on the trees on the Temple Mount, as it says, L'sitel ha'kol etz etz al mizbeach. You're not allowed to place a tree or any wood next to the altar. So we say, so we can see from here that maybe this prohibition was only in the Azara next to the altar, but in the Ezras Nashim, but in the women's courtyard and on the Temple Mount itself, it'd be permitted. Whereas the Kesef Mishnah gives a different answer. He says that the chamber itself was not made out of wood, but rather that sometimes they put wood in there, and therefore it was called the Lishkas Ha'etzim. So those are some of the explanations. The Lishkas Hagoa, what was in the Lishkas Hagoa? Shesham haya bor kavua. That's where they had a well that was fixed there. Va'galgal nasunulav. And on top of it, they had a wheel. And as a result of this wheel, they would lower the bucket into the well. Umisham maspike mayim l'kol azar. That's how they would have sufficient water to drink, so and to cook with. Even though there was a spring that ran through the courtyard, that was not drinking water. This water was capable of drinking. Why was it called the chamber of the diaspora? Because they said that it was built by the people who went up from the diaspora during the return of Ezra, and so therefore that's why it was called the chamber of the diaspora. Others say that no. What's it called? It's the chamber Lishkas Hagula. That's what Tosfos brings, that it was the chamber of the where there was a bucket or a wheel to turn. And so that's the other explanation. Then the third chamber that was there was called the Lishkas Hagazis, the chamber that was hewn. And why was it called the Lishkas Hagazis? So the Ritva writes that it was called Lishkas HaGazus because there they would judge the Kohanim and they would remove the Kohanim who were disqualified. And Gazus is from an expression of removal. And so that's one explanation. The Tosfos Yontov says, though, that it was built with hewn stones because the Sanhedrin would be sitting there. So the Slishkas Gasha Shasham Haisa Sanhedrin Gedolish Yisrael Yoshevis Vidana Sakuna. That's where the court, the of the entire Sanhedrin, that's where they would sit and sit in judgment of the Jewish people. That's where they just made all their important decisions. So that was the court of the Sanhedrin. And every Kohen, before he was able to serve in the temple, he had to come before the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin would decide if he was capable of sitting there. Kohen shenimtzo bo psul, if there was a Kohen who was his yichus, his lineage was disqualifying for him, he would sit there and lovei shechorim, he would dress in black, umisatev shechorim, and he would wrap himself in black garments, v'yotzei v'holech lo, and he would be kicked out. But shelo nimtzo bo psul, but if he didn't have this disqualifying feature, lovei levanu, misatev levanim, he would wear white, he would dress in white, he would serve with his Kohanim who are brothers, and he would make a festival that he wasn't disqualified. And this is what they would say, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, blessed be God, blessed be He, that a disqualification was now found in the seed of Aaron. And blessed be Baruch Hu Shebachar Aaron Banav, that he found in Aaron and his children to serve before Hashem, the base Kodesh HaKodeshim. This is the same phrase we find in the Haggadah, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu.